Be Kind Rewind videos a la carte.
It's time for the Thursday Rewind, bringing you some of the best music from the past and what was happening in the world when they were new.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
It's the Thursday Rewind on 97.9 The Hill. And now, here's AJ.
Tonight on The Rewind, we're looking at 1985. Now, 1985 was a rough time in some places of the world, especially Ethiopia. There was a famine happening in the country at this time of the decade, and it was so bad that artists from around the world came together to do a couple of different concerts to raise money. These were given the name Live Aid. The concerts were held throughout the month of July in 1985. They took place in cities like London, Philadelphia, Sydney, Moscow. The concerts attracted close to 200,000 people, and they were using satellite link-ups to broadcast on televisions. 1 billion people watched in 110 countries. The concerts were organized by Bob Geldof and Midge Ure. They raised over $125 million in relief money for Africa. Some of the acts that took part include B.B. King, Bob Dylan, Cher, David Bowie, Paul McCartney, Run DMC, Elton John, Hall & Oates, Lionel Richie, U2. The list just goes on and on. But, quite honestly, the show stealer happened on the 13th of July, Wembley Stadium in London at 6:41 in the evening. That's when the band called Queen took the stage. Now, of course, if you've seen the 2019 film Bohemian Rhapsody, you know how this show goes. No matter what you think of Queen, whether you like their music or not, you have to admit, they're damn good. And this show proved it. Here's Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, on The Rewind. The month of June in 1985 saw the end of a very important piece of classic Americana. It was established in 1926 and was one of the first highways created in the United States highway system, and it was removed from that list in 1985 in the month of June. It's Route 66. Of course, it's been immortalized in television, film, song, and literature. That iconic road spanned a total of 2,448 miles, running from Chicago, Illinois, to Santa Monica, California. The road traveled through parts of Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and of course California, and was a popular path through the American Southwest during the 20s through the 1960s. However, it soon fell into disrepair as it was being replaced by the interstate system. Once it was removed from the list, really all we have to remember it is that classic sign. From 1985, it's Don't You from Simple Minds. We'll be right back. Unlike this winter, where it seemed like we'd be able to walk outside pretty much every day with a t-shirt on, the winter of 1985 was actually the worst in recorded history in North America. The eastern halves of the United States and Canada faced some of the coldest temperatures ever recorded in the 20th century as an Arctic air mass moved through the country. According to meteorologists, the cold wave occurred as a result of a polar vortex moving further south than what was usually observed and being coupled with a high pressure system. The cold snap lasted from January 20th through the 22nd and resulted in record-breaking cold temperatures as far south as Florida. Also in 1985, this song was at the top of the charts. It's Wham! Wake me up before you go-go. Jitterbug. 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 You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts. Jitterbug into my brain. There you go. It's been 1985 here on The Rewind. I'm AJ, and as I'm signing off, I'm going to leave you with a little special something, an extra tune. Now, this song came from a quite popular television show in the 80s. It starred Don Johnson as James Sonny Crockett and Philip Michael Thomas as Ricardo Rico Tubbs, two Metro-Dade Police Department detectives who worked undercover in Miami. That's right, it's Miami Vice. And Miami Vice was so popular that the theme song made it to the Billboard Hot 100 charts in 1985. Now, I had an argument with a coworker today about the way you pronounce the name of the composer of the Miami Vice theme song. He maintained it was Jan Hammer because he is Czech. I said, no. It's Jan Hammer. I looked it up. You can mark this down as truth. It's Jan Hammer. I was right. Jan Hammer, Miami Vice. Now, on the Rewind, the After Hours will return as soon as we enjoy this 80s awesomeness.